We are about to reach the end of the secrets to win at Hacks, and today's podcast isn't about technical skills or design. It's about some important reality checks, and if you know these realities beforehand, you will avoid a lot of shocks.
This episode is specifically for those students who have been giving their best shot at all the competitions they go to, but somehow still lose to other teams again and again, eventually losing faith in their own ability to win in their next competition. So without wasting any further time, let's get right into it. This is Ansh Mehra and you are listening to episode 7 of Take It Easy. Now is the time for some reality checks. Some things that are so important to know, yet nobody talks about them. I am actually surprised why nobody is talking about these things. We spoke about design, front end, back end, a little bit of pitching.
And of course, we will cover the front end and back end part, but these are some points that are not available on YouTube, that are not available to Medium. So the first common mistake, as soon as you enter a hackathon, is that you take advice from your seniors, and we assume that our seniors are always right. If you go to your senior and ask him, hey bhaiya, I have this UI, I have this concept, what do you think about it? And that senior says that, the UI looks a little shady, and I think you should shift this feature to that side. It doesn't mean that he's right. Just because a senior is 2 years elder to you doesn't mean he's right. I think I am not right, so don't believe whatever I say as well, because in reality, whatever I think worked for me, it is not necessary that it works for you. A lot of juniors lose their faith and confidence just because their senior said that you can't do this, or this idea is bad, or you might not win, or your team has this flaw. Do not believe a person just because he's 2 years elder to you. Faith is more important than technical skills. I've seen a lot of teams who were very bad at technical skills, but they had so much faith in their ideas that the judges could actually feel that these guys know what they are trying to do. So even if you have a very strong proof of concept and it's an idea that is actually meant to change something, meant to fix something, and you have faith on your idea, that is more important than having good technical skills. Because I have noticed that as students grow up and participate in a lot of hackathons, they become good technically, but because they've been losing for the past 2 to 3 hackathons, they lose faith in themselves, they lose faith in their idea, and judging from their behavior, their teammates also get influenced and they also start losing faith, and in the end, the whole team stops going to hacks altogether. The reason why people lose faith is because they want to win. Because they think that if their idea is good, if their technical implementation is good, they will win. I want to give you a very, very important piece of advice, and this might come as a shock, but in reality, you cannot control your result. You cannot control if you will win. You cannot predict if this guy will lose. You cannot predict anything. Probability helps, statistics help, that if you have a good app and if you have a good presentation, according to statistics, you might win, but there is no guarantee that you will win, because in reality, anything can go wrong. In fact, the same phone or laptop that you're using right now to listen to this podcast can explode. Anything can happen, dude, but it doesn't happen. So you should be happy that nothing bad is happening to you right now. But that doesn't mean that everything is going to go according to what you wish and you will win every time you work hard. We study so hard for all our exams, but do we always get good marks? No, dude. Then why are you always expecting that if you work hard, you will win? It is this expectation that makes you lose faith as soon as you lose the game. Because you are expecting that because I worked hard, I will definitely win. As if you're controlling everything, and when you don't make it to the final round, you lose faith. But if you begin your hackathon with this mindset that, dude, there's only one thing I can control, and that is being how good I am at what I do. I can only control how good is my idea. I can only control how good is my pitch. I can only control how strong I am as a competitor, but I cannot control if the judge will understand my idea and all the judges collectively give me the maximum marks. My pitch goes well, the projector doesn't shut off, my mic doesn't stop working, I do not slip on the stage, I do not stammer on the stage, and I still win the game. If it does happen, thank God, because there are a million things that could have gone wrong, but they don't go wrong. But even because of some weird, uncontrollable circumstance, the judge might not understand your idea, or when you were pitching your projector shut off, or when you were doing the demo, your internet stopped working. These are some things that you cannot control. So stop blaming yourself if you lose because of factors that were not in your control. Because if you give your 100%, then you yourself know that, dude, the only thing that I could control was being good at what I do. And I did that. And even if I lost, I don't feel bad about it, because I know that I did everything I could, which was under my control. So stop trying to control things that are not under your influence. Another very, very important reality check is that winning is actually temporary. I don't know why a lot of my friends make such a big deal out of winning hackathons. You should feel blessed. You should feel extremely happy. You should feel extremely grateful that you won. But in reality, winning is actually temporary. You shouldn't feel egoistic about the fact that you won some hackathon, because I'll tell you what happens. A lot of people cheat, get their codes from GitHub, do some shady stuff, break friendships, and, you know, do all kinds of politics to win a hack. Tell me about it. Do you think 5 years from now on, anyone would even care if you won a single hackathon or not? They wouldn't. In fact, people will forget that you won a hackathon as soon as your Facebook post expires. There's a lifeline. There's a shelf life to your winning. You know what people never forget? Your behavior and your skills and your capabilities. So if you're a strong competitor, if people respect you because you're good at your skill, that is something everyone remembers. So even if you lose, 5-6 times, and people know that this guy is genuinely very good at his shit, they will always respect you, and people do not forget you if they respect you. A lot of students actually forget the whole purpose of doing hackathons. See, the whole complete reason why all of these hackathons exist is not to give you $2,000 as a prize money. It's to make sure that you understand that there is more to your normal day-to-day academics, and application is more important than mere software knowledge. So you understand how competition works, you understand how ideas are formed, you understand different domains like front-end, back-end, and design. So the things that you learn throughout the journey of your hackathon is what actually stays with you. The prize that you win, the money that you get, is just to boost your confidence. So if you depend your confidence and your energy on your winnings, you will eventually drain out, because not everyone always wins. There are a lot of politics involved, there are a lot of conditions involved, there are a lot of things that you cannot even control after a certain point. There are some hackathons that actually promote a certain kind of student crowd. When they judge you, when they judge seniors, they judge you differently. When you're junior, they judge you differently. I want you all to try understanding the fact that winning one single hackathon is not important, but what you learn out of that hackathon stays with you. So when you get out of college, people will eventually forget which competition you won, but they will always remember your caliber and your performance. So try to focus more on your performance and your skills and your talents and your mindset and the way you approach competitions, how you behave with people, how you help others when you're there in a hackathon, rather than just winning the hackathon. The truth is that this is the reality I am comfortable with. It might not be yours, but it's my responsibility to share what I feel is right. If this episode helped you, I'd be extremely grateful if you could share this episode with your friends who might need to hear this, because I'm trying to reach as many students as I can. I have a tons of stuff to talk about, and this is just the beginning. It's not just about the money or the trophies or the CGPA. It's about stuff that is much more important. Stuff that's not only happening on the outside, but also in our own heads. Also, from now on, I've decided to share two of my favorite songs in each and every episode. A piece of advice do pay attention to the lyrics, because there is a reason why I'm suggesting you all to listen to these songs. Listen to these songs and understand what they are trying to say. So tonight's songs are Excavate and Intentions by Macklemore. I hope you have an amazing life ahead. This was Anshmera from Take It Easy.